Hello, and welcome to the FinTech Marketing Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined by Noemi Elizam, Chief Digital Officer at Société Générale. We take a deep dive into Noemi's career to date, what has and hasn't worked for her along the way, and some tips and tricks about really affecting change in big organizations. That's a large part of what she does, working with her team and some other amazing people within SocGen. You know, taking what is a traditional incumbent business and really trying to drive a very strong, very opinionated change agenda towards digital within Société Générale. So it was really great to talk to Noemi. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Before we get into it, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor. Whatever your payment plans, Visa, the world's leader in digital payments, is on hand with the expertise, programs, solutions, and partner networks to help make it happen. Bring your big idea to life. Partner with Visa to do it bigger and faster. Visit visa.co.uk/fintech. Today's guest is Noemi Elizam, Chief Digital Strategy Officer at Société Générale. Oh, I got the name right. If I was going to get one of those right, I'm glad I got the name. And then I apologize that I didn't pronounce Société Générale correctly the first time. But Noemi, thank you so much for taking the time. Such a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing?
Very fine. Thank you. Very happy to be with you, Eric. And thank you for inviting me in this great podcast.
Amazing. All right, well, let's get into it. So the icebreaker question for this season that I'm asking all guests to kick things off, what are you really excited about in the world of marketing right now?
I think we have so many examples of great client centricity, which is really embedding in the different sectors everywhere, in retail, in banking, of course, and financial servicing, and so on. I think I'm really excited to see how quickly the customer centricity and customer experience are changing. You know, it's now obvious to say that, but with the crisis and all the COVID things and so on, I think we have really seen a great acceleration in the capacity of the different corporate to propose very adapted experiences to all the customers, and I see it not only in the individual part of the business, but also in the corporate part, which I think is really amazing.
Amazing. Well, I know that we're going to get into that. I'm really excited by what you and I were chatting about before we press record. So why don't we start with a little bit about you? Tell us about your role right now. And we were chatting a bit how marketing fits into and the way that it fits into your role as Chief Digital Strategy Officer. And then would love to hear a little bit about your background and your story.
Yeah, of course. But so I can start maybe by my background and tell you the whole story. So I would describe myself actually as a big fan of transformation. You know, I've always been passionate by the way, you know, changes are operating, being in economics or in politics or in cultural, and to observe, let's say, how they start, how they scale up, how they just fail sometimes to happen. And in a sense, my background is all about design. In university, I completed a double cursus in social science and business strategy. So I have a master's degree in history, one in international politics, and one in business management. And when I joined as Société Générale in 2006, so almost right after my studies, I was looking for two things, actually. I was looking for traveling across the world and discovering different economic sectors. And that, to be honest, there are pretty much entrepreneur in my family. And for me, banks had actually a very good image. For me, it was definitely, something that was kind of fuel for projects. And I was really liking this idea. So I joined Société Générale, which is still a French bank, which has a very diverse footprint. I mean, geographic footprint and also on activity footprint. So we are in many, many countries, and it's 130,000 staffs, 30 million clients, and many geographies. And I joined a special division which is in charge of performing strategic reviews all across geographies and all across activities. So it was great time for me. It was 7 years where I worked for maybe living for several months in maybe more than 10 or 15 countries, in Hong Kong, in Russia, in Romania, in Greece, and so on. And I was really, at the forefront of business transformation in retail banking, in consumer or car finance, in capital markets, in private banking, and so on. And in 2014, I was, wanted to unpack a bit my suitcase too, because I have two little kids at that time. And I was really keen to become more involved on a day-to-day basis on the digital transformation, which was operating at that time pretty much in the retail banking sector. So we were at a time where we have the bought Boursorama, which is the first online bank in France. We have today almost 3 million customer, and a very good satisfaction of this customer, and great ambition for 2023, because we want to reach more than 4 million customers. So this was one thing, but there was also the time where there was a big shift toward digital in the traditional banks. And you may know that the French market is a bit less digitalized than the other one in Europe. Let's say it has digitalized at a slower pace. And it was very passionate to be involved in this transformation. So I was promoted head of the strategic performance supervision of our retail network in France, about 8 million customers, roughly. And we had to, we are building the tech foundations. This is one thing about digital. But we had also to shift the business culture toward more client centricity and more, digital in the customer experience. And here has started to come the link with marketing, And the idea was definitely to say, we have to run the business, so you have to keep doing business while you are conducting the transformation, but we have to shift the customer promise and to put this new customer experience everywhere in the organization in a company that had already a very innovative image for the customer. So we had to make the shift at the right pace, not to force the pace for the customers, but also remaining innovative. And the result is today that we have 60% of our customers, which are definitely digital, carrying more than 95%, of transactions through digital. So it's a very good performance compared to the market. And it was a very great adventure. And after that, I've been promoted to my current job, which is a head of digital strategy for the group. So it was at the moment where Chief Innovation Officer Claire Calmejean was appointed directly attached to Frédéric Oudéa, our CEO, with the mandate to, accelerate digital transformation more broadly in the group, not only in retail, but in the all the businesses and all the entity, and to scale up innovative new business model to be able to answer to the customer needs in a longer term. So she built a kind of commando leadership team, built by external and internal talents. And the challenge was to do this scale-up. So it was quite a challenge. I talk about challenge because we are a very decentralized organization, which is, I think, a very good choice to be very close to the clients and the local markets and very conscious of what the local customer are needing from us. But it's also a challenge when you try to scale up a big transformation. But as I quite like challenge. I say, you are offered the seat in a rocket ship, so don't ask what seat, just get in, And I took that job with very big enthusiasm, and now my job is definitely to help all our business unit and service unit to shape and deliver their digital strategy, which is very ambitious. to serve our strategic pillars, which are client centricity, operational efficiency, and responsibility. So I am supervising in this way, of course, because we have a very big focus on e-commerce. So I'm supervising all the digital strategies and marketing, digital marketing strategies of all our entities in retail, wholesale, and consumer finance.
Can we talk about how it's going with working with Claire and the whole team that you have around innovation and digital transformation for the business? Because I think that that's a, you know, that is a move that a lot of incumbents have done and are doing, is trying to set teams up like that, but to varying degrees of success, right? And so what has it been that's made, you know, Claire's team and your work and your team's work successful in moving Societe Generale forward on the digital front?
Yeah. So first thing I would say is that she betted on diversity. The team is very diverse, not only in terms of men of women, of course, because this is a cause Claire is very involved in, and I think it's very important cause in women in fintech and in tech in general. And it's a very big commitment, of course, of Societe Generale Group, which has taken a very big engagement in this respect. So this is one, let's say, version of the diversity, but it's also diverse in terms of external and internal talents, about engineer profile versus commercial profile, about also seniority. We have people who are more around, let's say, like me, in their 30s. We are many people, we are also very senior people, more in their 50s, which are definitely relevant to help us carrying the transformation at scale in the organization. And we have very young people more coming from the ecosystem and very very useful also to make the link with the ecosystem and with the younger customer. So I think diversity is really, really important. And also, of course, we have geography diversity, because we are many people coming from a more advanced market in digital, for example, from Russia, which is a very good way to have an outlook on more advanced markets too. So this, I think, is one thing very important in our success. The second one is probably the ability to work in a distributed way with our business unit and service unit. You know, when you are in a direction like this one at the group level, there is a risk that you are a bit isolated, you know, of the real businesses. And it was definitely something that we wanted to avoid. So what we've done in the very first months when we just arrived with Claire is that we have identified in the businesses a network of 60 top executive digital leaders who are people who are very decisive in their organization, and they have big jobs in their organization, head of client division, for example, mostly. They are, let's say, the people who are really delivering the digital strategy in their organization. And this network is, let's say, the way we are operating, and they needed to be spotted. They needed to be recognized as the instrumental digital strategy makers, and they needed also to share, because we were in an organization where, as I was saying, there are very distributed strategy, and they were lacking of places where they could share about their problematic, they could share about their understanding and decryptage of the external environment, and they could share about the ambition we want to achieve, and also sometimes the fact that the ambition is very high and it's not possible to reach it alone, you know, and it's always the same thing. Probably sometimes you go faster when you are alone, but you always go further when you are in a collective mode. And this is really not only a personal motto, but definitely something that I live every day in my job. And for example, I will take a very simple example. Digital sales, when we arrive and we started to benchmark ourselves, you know, to the competition, what we've seen is that we had great technological assets, because Societe Generale is definitely a company which is a very good on all the tech aspects. So we were great in terms of capabilities, but we were not so great in terms of letting it know to the customer and customer usage and all the stuff about digital marketing. So this digital marketing was one thing that all our entities had in common in the end to work on. And we have managed to put a very good dynamic between the entities about this topic, with very clear and ambitious target, with a powerful steering, with sharing about solutions and so on. And we have been able to shift in maybe, let's say, 18 months by a level around, let's say, 2-3% of digital sales toward now between 20 and 50% of digital sales, depending on the geographies, of course, and the maturity of the markets. But the shift has been really very, very rapid and efficient. So I think this definitely is a second success factor that I can share with you. So what I think it's the combination that we are all very convinced about between client centricity and trust, and the necessity to be responsible and to preserve the trust of our customer. This equilibrium between innovation and responsibility is really something which is very differentiating, I think, in Société Générale, and it's written in our raison d'être again. So this, I think, is something which is very shared in the bank and can be the success as a group for Société Générale in the coming years.
I definitely want to talk about that trust and customer centricity. I want to ask you one more question on this topic, and I know I'm going a bit off script, but I think there's a lot of people who would find this valuable. Do you have any advice from your experience for people who are trying to push a digital or a transformation agenda internally that maybe don't have the air cover or the support that you have where you work?
Yes, I have several, actually. I think the first thing is really listen to customer. They are always right, you know. Voice of customer is something very important to collect. So in SG, I was talking about the benchmark that showed us that maybe we had something to do about digital marketing. Now, I'd say, I won't say that like in Amazon, we are always have an empty seat for the customer in all our meetings, but definitely I don't have any example in mind of new product that have been launched in the 18 last months, which were not built with the customer in the retail sector, for example. Samely, for large corporate, for example, we are a very big connection of our senior manager until the top 60 exco of the group, which are performing interviews with the customer to really be connected to their needs. And assess their satisfaction and their pain points and for example, on digital needs, which are very at the forefront of the agenda today. We are right now, as I'm talking, running an interview series with our large corporate customers to be able to assess their needs. So voice of the customer is really something that is very, very important to listen. Something else probably is take data-driven decision. I mean, they are the only good ones. So that means that you have to be connected to the ecosystem to really understand the business model that are happening not only in your traditional competitors, but also, of course, in newcomers, being, I don't know, Klarna, Stripe, Adyen, Shopify. There are many, many very interesting new business models that are interesting for financial sector, for example. And this knowledge has to be a part of the DNA of everyone in the organization and in Société Générale. It's really a topic of interest, including for our top management, to really understand deeply what is happening in the market and from other, let's say, kind of player. But when you do so, you also have to be very clear about what you are and what are your differentiation factor. Definitely for Société Générale and probably for incumbents in banking sector, trust is really key. It's the gift our customer give to us. And when we talk with customer about innovation, because we always do that, they are ready to accept very innovative products such as, you know, autonomous finance and so on. But let's say a very small part of the customer, maybe 5%, are ready to accept it when it comes from a newcomer, while 20 up to 30% of the customer are ready to accept it if it comes from a bank, because they definitely recognize this trust. So that means that when we push innovation, for example, around data, we have to be at least as cautious to preserve the privacy, the data privacy for our customer and personal data privacy and so on, as using the data to provide the greatest customer experience as possible, you know. And this balance is always something that we are very, very careful about. And this would be my advice, say, be connected, be conscious of the ecosystem where you are playing, but be also conscious of what makes you unique to your customer and be very clear on that and don't let it go. And probably another thing that I would say, and I've already a bit talked about that, is about aligning all the contributors within the organization. You know, I think when you do marketing, CMO today is probably the person who has to be the more connected, not only to the customer, not only to the ecosystem, but also within its own organization, because marketing is not the job of the marketing department. You know, marketing is the job of everyone in the bank. And for I talk about my sector, financial services, you have to bring your compliance into the product design from the very beginning. You have to bring the risk, because these people, they are amazing people. They are great experts. They are very committed to protect the bank and to protect this trust the customer are giving to us. And if you manage as a marketing leader to also commit them toward the customer experience, they will be very performing and they will definitely help you to make a better product and to sell a better product to your customers. So I think this would be also a precious advice, because again, when we wanted to scale up digital sales, it was very important to add a multidisciplinary e-business squads. We are almost developed the same model in all our entities, and to include compliance, legal, risk, IT, also finance, you know, because there is also a big shift for the business partners in finance to be able to be more reactive and to manage the financial differently in a digital world. There is also a big transformation here. And I think this is a very, very precious advice from my experience.
Yeah, it's like you said earlier, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Absolutely.
And I think that's so important, CMO of any size organization, but particularly larger businesses, you need to understand how to affect change from within, because the role of marketing is to drive growth. And no matter how brilliant your marketing strategy or creative campaign is, it's not going to fundamentally drive growth of the business if you don't understand and know how to operate within the organization and get everybody behind what you're trying to do. And that's one of the things I think about all the time, and is kind of one of my pet peeves, is marketing for the sake of marketing, I call it. But I think the most successful CMOs, I think this is partially why we see such a short tenure for CMOs in the C-suite. Obviously, a lot of other factors, but I think your advice on that front is incredibly important and prescient for people who are either at or looking to get to that level, because you need to understand the fundamentals of the business in order to know how to grow it properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's definitely when you have all people on board toward the same direction that you will also be able to make the good choices also in terms of let's say sometimes you will need to stop after 80% accuracy. You need to accept not to do everything yourself, and this good decision to say, okay, when is it the good choice to do it by myself, or when is it the good choice to make an acquisition, or when is it a good choice to make a partnership. This need to be very informed by many expertise in the company, and it give a really biggest impact to the marketing strategies.
So two things that are a red thread in this conversation and clearly priorities for you and something you think a lot about: trust and customer centricity. I loved what you said before we started recording on you want to talk about not just the themes, but how you make it happen at a bank or any organization in concrete language and advice. So let's go there. What does trust and customer centricity mean for you? And how are you actually bringing that to life and making meaningful change around those pillars?
Yeah, but I've started to share a bit of things quite concrete that we are doing. I think about client centricity. I've talked about the voice of the customer. I think it's really, really the most important that everyone in the organization is connected to this voice of customer and very conscious of what is going on and how is it changing very quickly. So maybe a comment that I can do above what I've talked about in terms of product manufacturing and senior enrollment is to say, I think we have to be very conscious that something that was true 2 weeks ago may have changed 2 weeks after. What I see is that collecting the voice of the customer is not something that you have to do not only at regular pace, but really in a continuous pace. And here, probably there is something to think about in the processes, you know, because very concretely, for example, I take the example of a high net worth customer, which are traditionally in France less appetent to digital proposition and so on. I think, UK was a very precursor market on this topic, but now we also see in France a very big acceleration in the expectation of this kind of customers. The crisis, of course, have been important about this. But for example, in our experience, we had to put live the electronic signature and the remote sessions to explain the evolution of the capital markets and so on in weeks, which was not the pace, you know, we were used to in the private banking to develop digital features before the crisis. So this is an example of the way of how listening very closely and very frequently to customer makes you reshuffle all your priorities and also your investment priorities and your capacity management priorities to say, okay, let's stop this. Now the customer is needing something else and we had to respond to it very, very quickly. And of course, under a crisis environment, it was easy to do it because under pressure, you know, you do miracles. But this is something that we have to keep in the long time business for the future. So I think this was a very good example. And I have also same example on the corporate side. As I was saying, corporate clients, they had expectation toward digital, but it was shifting at a slower pace than for the individuals before the COVID crisis and so on. And during the COVID crisis, definitely, we have seen a tremendous acceleration and we had to be able to provide all the loans held by the government very quickly in a remote way with digital signature and so on. And again, decisions have been able to be taken very, very quickly. Development have been able to be done very, very quickly because they were driven by this customer centricity and this commitment of everyone in the bank to be here for the customer in this particular period. So I think this was very illustrative of this mindset that we have about customer centricity.
And how are you getting to the voice or the opinions or the ideas of the customer in a practical sense? Are you taking customer service calls? Are you doing focus groups? What is it like? How are you tapping into that pulse?
Yes, we are doing focus group when building new products. For example, we have renewed our app in the retail banking network very recently, and of course, it has been done totally with customer, with focus group, and so on. So these are techniques that are used quite commonly in the group. Again, I was talking also about the corporates because it's important because it's less, admitted or common in the corporate side. So I think here we are quite a precursor because when we talk to our customer and ask them about their need and test with them some ideas and so on, it's frequent that they say, oh, that's good. This is not so much something that we see by your competitors. So I think this is also quite differentiating. So yes, I think it's quite traditional. And then of course, maybe something else, but which is also quite done everywhere now is the continuous monitoring of customer satisfaction on all our journeys that is now analyzed very, very precisely. And we are able to have a monitoring of all the customer journey step by step, which is now quite precise and detailed, and to be able to prioritize in our investment on such part of the journey. And even I think here also we are quite pioneers. We are now converting also this customer satisfaction upgrade into financial impact, which is quite important also, because of course customer centricity is key, but if you want to be able to deliver a great CX experience, you need some investment. That means that you need again the trust of your investors and so on. So I think it's also very important to work on this link between customer satisfaction and revenue, because this is something we are all convinced about, but still, there are different ways to deliver a customer experience. And it's also our responsibility to be efficient in our investment allocation, to be able to give in the long term the most differentiating and lasting experience to our customers. So this is probably, while talking with you, the point where I think we are the most differentiating, because I think we have worked on this link. And it's very powerful to refill the investment we put on the customer experience at a moment where we are also to be cautious and efficient.
Amazing. So I know that you've already shared a lot of advice for people, but I do want to ask you this question, because I feel like there's even more valuable advice that I'm sure you do have. But if you look back on your career and what you're doing right now, for other marketers out there, other people coming up in digital roles, transformation roles in the world of financial services, what are some of the other lessons that you've learned, or any other tips that you have to share with them?
I think it's an interesting question, because for me, to succeed in our transformation, transformation, we need that digital and marketing key people to become tomorrow's leaders, you know? And that means two things. That means that we have to, let's say, to help the current leader and executive leader to be very uneasy with all this marketing and digital stuffs, because sometimes they don't come from this background, so they need to be upskilled on this. And on the other way, we need to promote the digital and marketing talent to help them to go toward more executive and broader responsibilities. And I think this is very important to be conscious of these two parts, to be able to prepare the future and to be performant in the, let's say, in the way we are doing business right now. So I think there is an effort that need to come from the organizations to be conscious on it and adopt also, HR processes in terms of recruitment, in terms of reaching the loyalty of this profile and promotion of this profile, and also new ways of working, because I think that if a company develop very modern new ways of working, which we are working on in Société Générale, it's also more attractive for those kind of talents. But there is also a commitment to come from these talents to say, okay, what is the next step for me? How do I jump maybe a bit out of very operational job to more strategic job? To come back to my own background, how do I connect more the dots and understand again the constraints, the risk, the compliance, the financials, and so on, to be able to really put at scale my conviction and my vision, and make it happen, and not only dream it, but just make it. And I think we need a commitment from both parts of the equations, you know. And so maybe to be synthetic, my advice to a marketing expert and a digital expert would be target the moon, you know, target the sun to reach the moon, and try to really develop yourself also in other part of what is important in your organization. But in my organization, you have to understand economics, you have to understand compliance and regulatory topics, you have to understand many things without what you cannot really be very accurate to be able to give more impact to what was your conviction from the scratch, you know?
Amazing. Well, I think that is a great place to leave it. I know that we're up on time, but Noemi, merci beaucoup. C'était un plaisir. I hope that our paths
Avec
cross again. Thanks for bearing with me and my poor French pronunciation. Where can people find out more about you and Société Générale?
Well, you can follow us in all the social networks. Of course, we are very active everywhere, on LinkedIn, on Insta, everywhere. And I really encourage you to follow up Claire Calmejeanne as a CIO, because and also, of course, the group account, because you will see that we are publishing amazing insiders views coming from the digital leaders I was talking right before. So I think it's very inspirational in terms of what they are telling about Société Générale, but also in terms of backgrounds and career paths and so on. And these are amazing people who are talking in these interviews. So very interesting.
Yeah, I follow Claire on LinkedIn. She puts out some great stuff. So definitely check that out. All right, we are wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, if you want to find out more about 11FS, you head over to 11fs.com and see how we're helping companies go truly digital. And please don't forget to subscribe if you're a first time or new listener. And if you could leave us a review, that would be incredibly helpful. You can also let us know what you thought of today's episode at 11FS on Twitter, or Eric, E-R-I-C, at 11fs.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. We'll have so many more episodes for you very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Thank you.